This is Here's How, Ireland's political, social and current affairs podcast, presented by William Campbell.
Thank you for downloading episode 64 of Here's How. This podcast is the last in a series of three shows looking at those promoting unregulated medical treatments to people with serious medical conditions. In this podcast, we'll look at some politicians promoting them.
Here's How is Ireland's political, social and current affairs podcast. Make your view heard. Just dial 076 603 5060 and tell the world what you're thinking. Your voicemail may be included in the next podcast. You can find tips on recording your contribution and other ways to contact the show at hereshow.ie/call.
In the previous two podcasts, I looked at the hemp company in Dublin and the Calapa Clinic in Barcelona, who were both telling Irish people that they could use cannabis oil to cure a wide range of ailments. Those claims are totally at variance with all accepted medical science. The Calapa Clinic were at least honest enough to say that they had no clinical trials to prove their case. The hemp company shop in Capel Street, which I understand is run by a former barman and sells things like t-shirts with marijuana logos on them, they claimed that there are clinical trials to back up what they're saying.
There is clinical trials and studies to prove that this is helping people.
Specifically people with autism.
Exactly, yes.
I've asked them on numerous occasions to specify where these clinical trials can be found. So far, they haven't answered that question, although I have noticed that they've taken some of the more explicitly medical claims off their website, and they've removed links to other websites where people are advised, for example, to stop taking their prescribed medication and take products sold by the hemp company instead. I do note, however, that one of the categories for the products on sale on the hemp company website is a category called medical. It contains 25 products, none of which, so far as I can see, are approved for sale as medical products in Ireland. But as well as those who are trying to make a quick buck from people who are desperate enough to try any quack cure, there's a significant subculture in Ireland and internationally that promotes the belief that cannabis cures almost any medical problem, that modern medicine either doesn't work or actively makes you ill, and that there exists a major conspiracy of pharmaceutical companies, governments, doctors, clinical researchers and others who are intent on making people sick for profit. Now, I'm not naive about this. Pharmaceutical companies are in business to make a profit. They often use every trick in the book to make their research seem like it says that their drug works, or works better than their rivals, or works better than it does. There are defences against this, such as peer-reviewed publication and the registration of clinical trials, but they aren't perfect. This cat-and-mouse game between regulators and industry exists in many fields, and it's not difficult to find examples of where the system breaks. But the wider picture is that there is a system, and modern medicine has doubled human lifespan within a few generations. Sure, it's correct to say that regulation and testing is sometimes flawed in medicine, as it is, for example, in aviation. But pointing out flaws in medical regulation doesn't prove that all medicines are bad, any more than pointing out flaws in airline regulation proves that aircraft can't fly. And thinking that the failings of modern medicine prove that snake oil treatments do work makes about as much sense as saying that the flaws in airline regulation prove that flying carpets work. And that's just about the level of analysis that you can find on some websites and Facebook pages from a subculture of people who are clearly fans of medical marijuana. I should say that, at least with marijuana, it's relatively harmless, in contrast with some other quack treatments. But even with marijuana and marijuana products, you don't have to go far on the web before you find people, sometimes purporting to be doctors, recommending that people with serious illnesses should stop going to their doctors, stop taking prescribed medication, and should take marijuana or marijuana products instead to cure their cancer or other illnesses. That most certainly is dangerous. I mentioned Vera Toomey in the previous podcasts. She's the mother of an ill child who believes that marijuana products can make her daughter better. I've no idea whether that's true or not, but it seems obvious that on the Facebook page about her daughter's illness, she shares some stories that are dangerous nonsense. One says, for example, cannabis cures celiac disease. Another one says, there are now 100 scientific studies proving cannabis cures cancer. Both of those are nonsense, by the way. Vera Toomey has also appeared on YouTube videos. This is from a very long clip. I'm only going to play a part of it. But throughout it, Vera Toomey is agreeing with this main speaker.
And I always found, and I used to tell the patients, you know, it would be best to stay away from your doctor.
This guy's name is Rick Simpson. He's on what he calls Rick Simpson's People's Internet Radio. Here he is again.
But when you look at the other side of medicine, you know, the pill pushers, the oncologists, the psychiatrists, and, you know, and the treatments and trash that they give us, I mean, I don't know how they even have the nerve to call this medicine. It's just a bunch of allopathic trash.
And predictably, he starts talking about vaccines.
It doesn't surprise me at all, and we have Mr. Bill Gates to thank for that.
This is a reference to a conspiracy theory that Bill Gates wants to reduce the world population by killing people using vaccines.
Since 1975, the autism rates have gone up by 10,000 times. And that's just about the time when they started sticking so many vaccinations in all our children.
That has been studied extensively and debunked as well. It's complete nonsense. But nonsense promoted by a misguided mother and random crazies on the internet is one thing. When that nonsense is promoted by elected TDs, that's something else. There is a Facebook page called Medical Cannabis Testimonials Ireland and UK. It's packed full of the most manipulative nonsense. Pictures of children holding up cutesy handwritten signs saying that cannabis is my medicine and it cured my cancer. And dozens of other posts claiming that cannabis cures illnesses where there is no scientific evidence to back that up. And stories often linked to other quack websites. The claim that cannabis cures cancer is the most common theme on that Facebook page. And that Facebook page was shared by many accounts associated with the People Before Profit Party, including in a post by the People Before Profit TD, Gino Kenny. He recommended the page and suggested that his followers add their own stories. Coming up, I ask Gino why.
Do you agree? Do you disagree? If you want your point of view heard, dial 076-603-5060 and leave a contribution for the show. The lines are open 24/7 and you can find tips on how to record a good contribution and other ways to contact the podcast at hereshow.ie/call.
On the line now, I have Gino Kenny. He is the People Before Profit TD for Dublin Midwest. You're promoting a medical marijuana bill, which has had its first stages passed in the Dáil, I think, late last year. Why is that?
Well, I put the bill forward last July. Obviously, I introduced it into the Dáil, and that was the day before the summer recess. Now, then when we came back, in mid-September, I was pushing it for private members' time. Mm-hmm. And we got private members' time on the 1st of December. So that basically is a two-hour debate then to discuss the merits of the bill, plus, you know, does it go any further? Now, thankfully, the bill did go further. It's gone to amendment committee stage, pre-legislative scrutiny, that's what it's called here. Mm-hmm. So that was, it was... It got cross-party support, so it was the vote was unanimous. There wasn't even a vote taken. So
the government agreed not to oppose it at the first stage, at least.
Yeah. So that was good. Now, they obviously didn't want it to go through, but they had no choice because they would have been outvoted and they would have looked they would have looked very stupid if they had voted against and been beaten on it. So that was good. So it's gone through pre-legislative scrutiny. That means that it goes to the Health Committee, and there's numerous witnesses. We bring in a couple of witnesses, and they bring in witnesses basically to scrutinise it. So then they come back with a report, and hopefully that report will be very, very soon. And that process then is to go to, hopefully, is go to amendment stage.
And give me an idea for people who aren't necessarily experts on the law now. What would be the difference between the situation now and the situation if your bill passed?
Well, the main thing is that people that are using cannabis for medicinal purposes will be decriminalised.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's basically what the bill is essentially to set up to do. Now, there's other kind of cogs of that kind of structure of the bill. But at the moment, there is people that are using cannabis technically illegally, and we want to kind of rein them in from criminality as such. And if they are decriminalized and under medical supervision by their doctor or their consultant, then they can be prescribed medicinal cannabis for, you know, an ailment that they're using it medicinal cannabis for.
I should put my own cards on the table. I'm strongly in favour of legalisation for a couple of reasons. One is just in terms of personal liberty. I don't think the government should, you know, be interfering in your life unless it's got good reason to do so. And secondly, for practical reasons, I think the harm caused by marijuana being illegal is much greater than the harm that might be caused if it was legal. But I'm just looking at some of the you know, states in the US. Quite a few have legalised marijuana at this stage. It's on the cards to happen in Canada as well. But the kind of the leading edge of that movement was generally in several states to have some law very like what you're promoting here to legalize medical marijuana. Isn't there sort of an effect that this is a Trojan horse? However, whatever its merits, people are trying to use that to get recreational marijuana legalized.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are two different debates. And, I mean, obviously, Luke Mink-Flanagan put a bill 3 years ago for recreation and medicinal marijuana or cannabis. Now, obviously, that was voted down. So they are two different debates. They do get kind of caught up with each other. And that's fair enough. If you ask me personally, yeah, I do believe that cannabis should be decriminalised and legislated for and legalised. That's like, but for this, I wouldn't necessarily agree that it's a Trojan horse for cannabis. I mean, cannabis at the moment is a Schedule 1 drug in Ireland, which is quite ludicrous. I mean, anybody with that.
Yeah, that's just for people, that's kind of classifying it as the most dangerous, most
and has no
risky
medicinal
drug.
Value at all. Yeah, and has no medicinal value. Now, I mean, I think Ireland will in the future, very, very nearly in the future, will obviously have to look at kind of rescheduling and decriminalising some drugs. So that's a different debate. At the moment, there is, yeah, I agree, some states and some countries, the medicinal cannabis has been the kind of the cutting edge, has been before kind of recreation use. But for this bill, this is particularly for medicinal purposes.
Mm-hmm. The one thing, that's one area I certainly agree with you, but one area that I would take you up with is that there are people out there who are very eager to make money exploiting desperate people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know that you were associated and that I think you met Vera Toomey, who was a mother of clearly a very ill child. She travelled to a clinic in Barcelona called the Calapa Clinic.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was looking into them. They really strike me as having all of the red flags of being quacks, of being people who are out to exploit desperate people and make money out of them.
I disagree with you.
Tell me why.
I was over there, and I thought they were quite professional in what they done. And for the people that I met from the Calapa Clinic, they're out to help people. You know, some people are absolutely desperate in absolute desperate situations.
Don't you think that people in desperate situations are quite vulnerable?
They are, yeah, yeah, and people will do...
For example, here, I'm looking, I've got the screen of... on my screen, I've got the Kalapa Clinic website in front of me, the English version, and they are advertising their products to treat HIV, Alzheimer's, diabetes, epilepsy, anorexia, glaucoma. There are three doctors in this clinic. There's no way in hell that all of those doctors could be expert in all of those diseases.
No, of course not. And I mean, I don't know the ultimate merits of the Kalapa Clinic, but when I was there, I thought they were quite genuine.
I have to say, Gino, that I've got very strong evidence to the contrary. And you're not an expert. I'm not, you know, you're a TD. You're not a doctor, and I'm not holding you up to scrutiny as a doctor.
Yeah.
But you are a politician and a leader in this country. You've been, you know, put yourself up for election several times, and obviously you've been successful. If you give your imprimatur to some people, and for example, recently last year, specifically with autistic kids, we have seen somebody who styled himself as a bishop, a guy called Patrick Murlihan, who was selling industrial bleach and instructing people. Instructing parents to dose their autistic children with that.
I know. That's just quite off the wall, that kind of stuff. But I don't think you should mix that kind of absolute quackery to medicinal cannabis. Sure, that's, you can't just make that leap.
You shouldn't.
But there is merits in medicinal cannabis.
There's no doubt about that. There are merits in that, and I've looked at the research, and I actually followed many of these ailments that they claim for. And for example, I'm sure you know, with cancer patients who are going through chemotherapy, marijuana can help. There is some research. I don't want to evaluate that research because I don't have the skills any more than you do. But there is some research that, for example, it can improve their appetite and so forth.
But there isn't any
evidence at all that cannabis can treat autism. And these guys, the Kalapa Clinic, are advertising, and I have evidence, which I will bring forth, of them stating as fact that they can treat autism.
Okay, well...
That's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I disagree with that.
And also, Gino, on your Facebook page, you promoted a Facebook page medical...
William, can I just say to you, I'm not commenting anything on Facebook. If you want to go that way, this interview is over. I'm just telling you, the interview will be over if you start referencing my Facebook page. Okay.
Well, I'm looking at a post that you made.
Hold on. I know we are going with it. It'll be over. The interview will be over.
I'm looking at a comment that you wrote promoting.
If you want to continue the interview about medicinal cannabis, mm-hmm. and you continue this line, I'm finishing the interview.
I'm specifically asking you about medicinal cannabis and you promoting it.
But I'm not commenting on that post I put up on Facebook because I know we are going with it. So if you want to continue the interview, talk about medicinal cannabis.
To be clear, Gino, you're saying that you're not willing to comment on a post that you made.
No, that's not what the interview is about. The interview is about medicinal cannabis.
I'm asking you specifically about medicinal cannabis, a post that you made regarding medicinal cannabis specifically.
Right, tell me what I said.
A post that you said, a friend of mine has created a page to gather testimony in regards to people's own personal testimony.
William, just to tell you, if you want to go down that line, the interview is over. So just, it's your choice. It's your choice. Do you want to continue the interview or not?
Well, this is something you said
talk
in
about
public.
Do you want to talk about the positive aspects to medicinal cannabis and the bill and what's going on in this country? Or do you want to talk about something that's completely negative and just nitpicking? And I know the route you're going. So you make a choice. You make a choice.
I suspect you don't know the route that I'm going. And
I suspect you do. But just keep going.
I'm asking about statements that you made in public. Right. I mean, you're a politician, you are a leader in this country in the sense that you're a member of the Dáil, and you...
But you're a journalist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking, I don't know if you're a journalist or not, but you're asking questions that are going to be misleading.
I'll put it to you this. I give you an absolute guarantee. I will not ask any questions. I will do my utmost not to ask any misleading question. And in the event that I do, and in the event that you feel I say something that's misleading, I will give you free rein to correct it.
Yeah, Yeah, but I don't want to go down this route that you're going down. So you either got to move on to something more positive in relation to medicinal cannabis, or the interview is over. Simple as that.
Gina, I don't think it's possible to say that it's only that you only will permit questions
I will ask any questions about, you know, the merits of the bill, you know, kind of the bill's not perfect by any means, certain things about medicinal cannabis, you know, anything, but I know the route you're going, so...
Well, Gino,
I'm not asking any questions.
Of which question precisely?
Well, I know the route you're going down.
Well, unless you're psychic, I don't know how you can do that.
Well, just you. Go and answer away.
The question that I have, and if you feel I will have absolutely no intention of being misleading in any way,
yes,
but the question that I'm interested in is that you shared and promoted on your Facebook page,
right,
a page called Support Medical Cannabis.
Yeah.
And that, to my mind, is very, very, promotes very misleading stuff, saying, for example, that cannabis cures cancer.
I've never said cannabis cures cancer. Never.
Okay.
Never. Mm-hmm. Never said that, right? I know a person that has set that page up, and I don't know her personally. Some of the things I completely disagree with. Certain things I do, small, you know, the other kind of posts I agree with you. But look, I've never said cannabis cures cancer.
Okay, I'm fully aware that you haven't, and I don't want to promote the idea that you did.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I take offence that you're saying that you know I'm going to ask a misleading question.
I've never said
and
that.
And I've never claimed that you did.
Yeah, yeah. So
and if I make an error in something, you will have full reign to correct that. I want to note that you haven't said that, and I have looked at it quite carefully, and I acknowledge that that's correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
But you do have a large following on Facebook and on Twitter.
I do, yeah.
And you can see how somebody would see that as an endorsement.
Yeah, but I don't run that page. I promoted as somebody that wants to put up, you know the medical benefits that they're having with cannabis.
And I can understand that. What I'm looking for is a comment from you that, do you understand how, when there are out there children who have cancer and parents who are desperate?
I know that, but I've never.
Let's take that as read, Gino.
I've never said that.
Also, you've worked, as I understand it, before you were a TD as a carer, so you know what it's like, and how somebody, you know, who has a sick or dying loved one, will try anything to save their lives. Sometimes doctors have to tell the truth, and the truth is there's nothing we can do for you.
If somebody comes
comes along and says, pay us this amount of money, we can cure your kid or your parent, they're incredibly vulnerable to that, aren't they, Gino?
Of course. You know, don't doubt that. I don't doubt that.
Don't you think, I mean, for example, you're from a Marxist background. I don't know if you describe yourself specifically as a Marxist, but you can comment one way or another on that. You're fair enough, a socialist. But that, I think, entails a particular rationalist point of view. And, there's no shortage of people from a non-rationalist tradition who are promoting all sorts of quack cures.
Oh, yeah, of course, that. I know that.
Isn't there a responsibility on you to say that, look, there is science out there, there are doctors out there, and flawed and all as they are, and human as they are, if somebody comes along and says, no, all the doctors are wrong, they're just shilling for big pharma, buy our magic oil and everything will be cured.
But I've never endorsed that. So I don't really understand where you're going with that. I mean, if you want science,
mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago we brought probably the two most eminent doctors and scientists in Britain and Ireland to Dáil. That's mm-hmm. Dr. David Finn and Mike Barnes. Now, they're two of the most eminent people in relation to medicinal cannabis. So I would believe, you know, what they're saying above a lot of people that you hear on the internet, a lot of stuff at the internet is just off the wall, completely off the wall. I go with science more than kind of anecdotal kind of stuff, you know. That's where I kind of, science is, you know, that's the cutting edge of medicinal cannabis. Can it cure everything? No, no, it can't. Can it alleviate some pain and suffering of people? Of course it can. Yeah, of course it can. It's not kind of, a sudden just cure everybody or cure cancer. It's not going to do that, you know. But can it alleviate people where orthodox medicine is not working for them? Yes, it can. And I've seen it myself.
I'm surprised that you haven't seen it, and I will send it to you if you haven't. But don't you think that where the people are offering cures, such as the Kalapa Clinic, offering cures that where there is no scientific background for it whatsoever, no support in science at all? If most people, I'm sure you know in your constituency, you represent a lot of working class people. They don't have either the time or the resources, and maybe even not even the education sometimes to go out and do in-depth research. And if they see somebody like you, who I think rightly in many cases promotes yourself as a defender of the working class, if they see, you know, Gino is supporting this Kalapa Clinic, I only have to send them so many hundred euro and they'll promise to send back an oil that'll cure my kid of anorexia.
William, the interview's over.
Why is that?
Because your line of questions is absolutely ridiculous.
Tell me what's wrong with it.
Now, good luck.
He just hung up on you, William.
Yeah, he did, Liam. But first of all, Liam, we should tell everybody who you are.
Yeah, I'm Liam McLaughlin. I'm the assistant producer on the Here's How podcast.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me on the air.
I don't think we're on the air, but that's a minor technicality. What did you think of what Gino Kenny was saying there?
I felt he didn't really articulate his position very well. You know, what you were really trying to figure out was whether he still continued to support these people that he promoted on his Facebook. And really, I still have no idea, because he seemed to sort of claim that he didn't, but yet he wasn't willing to withdraw his support from the post.
Yeah, he's a fairly newly elected politician. Obviously, People Before Profit isn't a very big party. They're relatively new to the dole. I think a lot of that comes maybe just from naivety and lack of experience. It's quite serious. I think there are people who are selling at huge prices things that definitely aren't medicine, and telling people who are very ill not to go to their doctor and not to take the medicine that they're recommended.
And I think it was a very kind of important point that you made about, you know, People For Profit and their constituents being working class people without the time and the kind of energy to fully investigate these claims. So when someone like Gino Kenny is promoting these people, that's concerning.
Yeah, yeah. I came across one other activist. Somebody who I'm relatively sure is an activist with People Before Profit. His name is Paul M. Brady. And on Twitter, and we'll put some of these, I'm not going to repeat actually what he said, but I will put some screenshots in the show notes from Paul M. Brady's Twitter account. He seems to be an activist in Dublin Bay North. He seems to run the People Before Profit Twitter account for Dublin Bay North. That's got People Before Profit graphics all over it, and it links, you know, it's followed by and follows many other People Before Profit Twitter accounts. For people online who are questioning whether cancer patients could be cured by medical marijuana, he was really very abusive of them, and I just find that shocking. And I think it's particularly shocking from People Before Profit. I would have expected them to be very rationalist and to support evidence-based medicine.
And I suppose more socially aware of the kind of social impact of making claims like this.
Yeah. In any case, that's the end of our investigation into that. We'll be moving on to other topics. So that's the end of episode 63 of Here's How, Ireland's political, social and current affairs podcast, published on the 15th of June 2017. And as I said, I've got references and screenshots of the stuff we were talking about in the show notes. If you want to get in touch with myself or Liam to suggest a topic that we can cover, you'd be more than welcome to do that. The contact details are on the website. Liam, do you know how to subscribe to podcasts?
Yeah, I do. I use a podcast app on my phone.
What, do you have an Android or an Apple?
Android phone. I use the Pocket Casts app.
Okay. And how do people get Here's How if they haven't subscribed already?
Well, you can get it through iTunes, or you can get it through any of the various podcasting apps. You can download through Apple App Store or the Android App Store. And as well, if you visit our website, you can access them directly from there.
All of that, as you say, is on the website. There's contact details there as well. The next show will be uploaded shortly. The Here's How podcast is produced and presented by me, William Campbell.
And I'm the assistant producer, Lee McLaughlin.
Thank you for listening.